Injury and the Blockheads. Never forget the time he was diagnosed with colorectal cancer. Gosh, had to be careful where you sat when you were in the company of Ian.
Do you think the Blockheads had any say in that? What they'd be called as a group? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they like, put it to a vote.
It's not a positive visual, is it?
No, it's not like being in the news.
Yeah, exactly. Because we think just talking heads and all that sort of stuff.
The injectors.
The injectors.
The reptiles.
The animals. Steve Barker's reptiles, was it?
The Nick Barker's reptiles. Steve Barker's were a load of rubbish.
I think he's doing a show with David Knopfler this weekend.
Oh, yeah. He's a talent, isn't he?
He is. The Blockheads did have something to do, however, Lucas, with Bob Geldof in 1998. Yeah. He incorrectly announced Ian Dury's death on radio.
Did he?
Wow.
Fortunately for Madness, he wasn't dead, and Ian went on to release a single with them, Drip Fed Fred.
Yes.
Wonderful stuff. You're listening to the ABC Radio National Lonely Hearts Club. We've had the ABC Radio National management on the blower. Terry, what did they have to
say?
Yes,
they rang up during the song, Richard, and said that they were listening and found out that Terry Lane was in the building, and now he's doing a new Midnight to Dawn variety show as of Monday.
And what's that called?
The Laneway. Wow. With Terry Lane. This is just on the phone, by the way, with the management. Yeah. They just quickly gave me the brief and 6 hours of variety radio, which is finally.
All because
finally.
Lucas Dawson sat on him.
Well, it's all he deserved, let's be frank.
Right. Coming up in the show, we're here till midnight, joined by an incredible lady. Kate Langbrook will be dropping into the studio to reveal things about herself.
I love the first Tuesday Book Club.
Pillow Talk with Matilde is coming up in the second hour. We'll also be having some me time shortly. But right now, it's time to cross across the Pacific Oceans to Hollywood, California.
Live and direct from Hollywood, Los Angeles, with all the latest entertainment, movie news and blues, it's Hollywood Nights with Sir Nigel Hillthwaite.
Ah, yes, Sir Nigel. Now, listen, The Amazing Spider-Man, the high school reboot of the popular franchise, doesn't hit the theatres till next July. However, earlier this week, screenwriter James Vanderbilt was officially hired to begin writing the sequel. Can this be considered a special vote of confidence by the studio in the franchise's new direction?
Yes, the new Spider-Man release. To be a fly on a wall on that set would be quite astounding. A big role as well. An iconic one. I've had my fair share of them, or iconic roles. You see, during my time, of course, when you're in the theatre, especially in community theatre, you rotate around. Are you happy to play the chorus, or are you happy to play...
If it's Hollywood, it's Hillthwaite.
Well, it's good to get an answer to that
colour me enlightened
question. Wow, I just got a bit of trivia here. I'm told that this Amazing Spider-Man is the first Hollywood production being filmed with the Epic camera. It's being shot in 3D at 5K resolution. Won't that make it much better?
I haven't done
any shooting in 3D, I have to say. I did do a pilot with John Wood a few years ago that was described as the first production shot in 1D. Never got to see that back. Apparently it was a very one-dimensional show.
Wow. What title was that?
I think it was called Who's That Bloke With The Gut?
Wow.
You had to have the special 1D monocle to get the full effect.
I think John was wearing it as well. Duncan Jardine mentioned earlier in the evening the collective noun for ladies. I'm not sure what it is. A lithe of ladies, perhaps, outside the Lonely Hearts Club this evening. Another one has stepped into the club.
From the barn.
Into the barn. Terry, you haven't seen this incredible woman. It's Estelle Catenby, who was our group counsellor from HOSM Foundation, the Healesville chapter, the Homosexual Men Emotional and Social Awareness Program. And Estelle dropped in at EPFOL, and she's here now for our finale just to make sure that I think things are going to plan. Estelle Catenby, welcome back to the Lonely Hearts Club.
Thank you, Richard. Hello, HOSM Class O 2011.
Yes. Estelle, did you think when you suggested that the four of us partake in a community activity that it would ever lead to this?
Oh, look, I had no idea. Absolutely no idea. The change in the four of you, physically, emotionally, mentally, has been extraordinary.
And what do you notice about Terry Wood physically that's changed? You haven't seen him since Healesville?
No, that's right. Well, he's...
No longer limping?
no longer limping, and his wardrobe is markedly improved.
Mm-hmm. He's doing the buttons up on his
shirt.
He's
doing the buttons up. There's more of a femininity there. He's using a bit of colour.
Don't say that.
Lucas.
Estelle, as you know, the last time we suggested that there was some sort of an effeminate side to Terry, it didn't end well.
No.
And, you did tell me about the colour thing too, so I thought blackface would be the way to go, Estelle, and apparently it's not the thing to do in normal society.
Unless you're
on a footy show.
I would say not so much culturally, but emotionally. If you're going to put black on your face, what are you saying to potential women, potential dates?
That there's a darkness.
You're saying I'm a depressive. Yeah. Obviously, that's not going to be.
Might pull out some Jolson hits.
Well, it's good that they know me, though. It's good they get to know me just by, one look.
Well, that said, Terry, well done.
Thank you. Thank you,
you have
Estelle.
Moved on. Perhaps not as far as your Lucas, your Duncans, but you're taking steps in the right direction.
I didn't know it was a contest, but anyway.
He's still carrying the knuckle duster.
Yeah, so but that's just for me.
Progress.
That's why I've recommended Terry does come back to Hosam to graduate again.
But that's the thing. I mean, we know that, Terry, you have, I don't think this is going too far, we're just talking amongst ourselves, that you have some pretty dark emotions, some fears that we discussed during that exercise, where we passed the pod of peas around the table and whoever ended up with the pod of peas in their hand would share their darkest secret, which we just called flicking the bean.
That's right.
Is that when we're in the circle?
Naked.
Just passing it around. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Well, I felt better afterwards.
After you flicked the bean?
After I'd flicked the bean.
Yeah.
I think we all did.
Well, I flick the bean as much as possible, really, to keep that sense of myself.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask Estelle, this is the 8th and final step in the first chapter outside of the Hosam Foundation in their 8-chapter program.
Yes.
We've got 7 more chapters to go. What's next for the Lonely Hearts Club?
Next for you guys, you crazy funsters, is to go out into the world. You have remained pretty much in the safety of each other's wombs up until now. Mm. And I have encouraged you all. You're all still single, I presume. I encourage you all to start dating.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I think the therapy's been fantastic so far. Mm. And as a direct result of your counselling, I can say, Estelle, that the terms and conditions of the restraining order that Donna, my ex-wife, had set out, the distance has been reduced from 200 metres to 50 metres.
Well done. Well done.
I mean, that to me is a step forward. I'm now allowed 150 metres closer to my ex-wife.
You could basically still yell like a message to her,
an epithet from a moving
car. How are you?
Are you
good?
It'd have to be approved, obviously. I have to put it in writing to the police what I intend to shout.
It's very romantic, too.
It's beautiful.
It is.
It's all thanks to Hosam.
Estelle, you say that we should start dating.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean one another?
Well, if you are so inclined, I don't know that there's been any unexplored feelings towards one another that I've missed. Sure, date one another.
What about each other's exes? That's something you'd consider.
That would be fine.
That would be fine.
I mean, obviously, one of Lucas's exes is very obviously out of reach.
Well, if it's cold enough.
Yeah. I actually met one of his exes in the week, and this is why I would take issue with you saying we should get out into the world, because I went into a muffler shop to buy a muffler, not for a car, just for a sardonic new dance move.
Oh, I see.
And the guy heard my voice. Mm. I have the most distinct voice of the whole group. My voice is pretty famous.
Mm.
He said, "You're Lucas Dawson." I said, "Yes, I am." Mm-hmm. He said, "What's the deal with leaving the everybody out of my latest catchphrase, Wang Chung Tonight?"
Right.
He thought it should be everybody Wang Chung Tonight. Mm. I said, "Maybe you're wrong." He said, "I want to kill you." And I said, "That's not very nice."
Okay. Now, I would argue that prior to Hosam, you would not have said, "That's not very nice." What would you have said, Lucas?
Well, I would have said, "I'll kill you first with my gun in my pocket."
Well done, Lucas. That's progress. Well done.
I've never had a gun in my actual pocket, but I find it's nice to just lay idle threats around.
It was a euphemism.
It is.
The idea of possibly dating each other's exes is very appealing to me.
Okay.
Considering, I'm allowed 50 metres closer to Donna than Duncan. So there's an advantage for
me. Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Well, Estelle, is there, just in closing, any dating tips then that you might have for us?
Oh, where do I start? Well, your wardrobes have all improved, which absolutely delights me.
Buttons done up.
Buttons done up. There's some colour in there. There's a bit of femininity. Women love femininity in their men.
Yes.
Duncan's been ironing some creases into his slacks even.
Fantastic.
Into the denim.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That's right.
And I would say be yourself to an extent.
Okay.
Be yourself to an extent. Okay, so don't be afraid of taking on perhaps other characteristics of those around you in order to, well, let's just say, warp the truth.
Yeah. So you're saying I could tell a story about working on second unit on Richmond Hill?
You could.
And
you could
say that it was me who was the second unit director, when in fact it was Duncan Jardine working with Amanda Muggleton.
Oh, to an extent. I thought that that was the reference to your parachute pants, because you look like you're wearing an X-tent.
Oh, no.
I think you're flicking. Because of chafing.
Right. Gee, you're flicking the mental beam there. Yeah.
But look, I have great faith in the four of you.
Great.
To go out into that world to find perhaps love, if you're lucky. Duncan may take you a little while longer than the others, but you're going to get there.
There's a lot of paperwork involved.
Always pay for it.
Get rid of one of the three eyebrows.
Estelle Gatenby, thank you so much.
Thanks,
on
Estelle.
Behalf of everybody here at the Lonely Hearts Club, we'd like to give a special shout out to all men and women who are attending the HOSM Foundation. As they say at HOSM, be yourself
to an extent.
Yeah. Right now, it's time to hear from a contralto vocalist who was born on Christmas Day.